At college, one of the most popular classes was anthropology. The professor really made the subject live for his students. The final was a single question on the chalkboard, and the students would have 3 hours to fill their blue books. One semester, he wrote "Why" on the board and left the auditorium. Everyone began frantically scribbling away, except for one student, who considered the question for 5 minutes, wrote "Because" in his blue book, and turned it in. He got a C. Stephen Hawking, in The Grand Design, seeks to answer the question, why does the universe exist? He states that the universe created itself from nothing, using gravity in a process called spontaneous creation. Even if Hawking is right, he has only told us how the universe came to be, not why. Science, as powerful and useful as it is, explores the realms of what, when, where, and how. It cannot answer the question why. By its own rules, science can only deal with the physical universe and leaves untouched so much of the reality that we experience as humans. Richard Dawkins, the tireless atheist spokesman and biologist, is certain that the process of evolution tells us all we need to know about life and human existence. However, even a complete understanding of evolution will not provide the answer to the essential and meaningful question of, why am I here? Philosophy and theology, embattled as they are in this materialistic age, are the disciplines that attempt to deal with the why question. Science is restricted knowledge. Philosophy and theology attempt to expand on that knowledge with wisdom. Science answers the question why with because. I would give Hawking a D. With a perspective, I'm Nick Scales.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.